latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome to today's Newcastle United Bulletin. And we'll start with news that boff Rafael Benitez believes the next three games are all winnable for his side. Well, the St James's Park outfit hosts Brighton on Saturday and then take on Stoke away from home and Swansea at home, as well as facing Luton in the third round of the FA Cup. Well, the Magpies ended a run of four successive defeats at West Ham last weekend before succumbing to a 1-0 defeat at Manchester City on Wednesday, and Benitez feels they should be able to pick up some vital points over the next few weeks. The Spaniard told reporters, "These are the games that people expect us to win. We have to make sure we compete. The message is clear. We have to keep pushing and working hard." Elsewhere, and Florian Lejeune is struggling for fitness ahead of Newcastle's crucial home match against Brighton on Saturday. The 26-year-old defender picked up a foot injury during the 1-0 defeat to Arsenal on December the 16th and has been absent for the games against West Ham and City. Lejeune has been working hard to recover during the busy festive period, but the away trip to Stoke on New Year's Day is believed to be a more realistic comeback date for the centre-back. Midfielder Isaac Hayden and fullback Jesus Gamez are both unavailable due to their respective injuries, while striker Alexander Mitrovic, who has signalled his desire to leave the club in January, is out with a back problem. Benitez could decide to rotate his squad once again after making changes for the 1-0 loss to City, meaning Christian Atsu, Dwight Gayle, Mikel Merino and Matt Ritchie may return to the starting 11. Finally, Benitez has responded to some of the negative comments from pundits in the aftermath of the clash with City. Well, he was criticised by both Gary Neville and Jamie Carragher for defensive tactics during the 1-0 defeat. And he said, "We are managers and we take responsibility for our decisions. We almost got a fantastic result. Many teams have played that way against Man City and nobody criticised."